This auditor's race has been about more than just the candidates' money. Democrat Zach Space has outraised Republican Keith Faber for the last five reporting periods, but Faber still has more overall cash. And it's about more than government money. Space, a former congressman from Dover in eastern Ohio, says it's also about preventing the corrupting influence of that money through audits of the Medicaid department and the opioid crisis, of the effect of trade deals on local governments, and of revenue lost to charter schools and other action taken by state lawmakers.
They act so differently when they're being watched than when they think they're not being watched. When people are watching, they act so much differently, and that's the problem. We need a legislature that's beholden to the people of the state of Ohio, not big donors and not their own political careers.
But Faber, the former state Senate president, who's now a state representative from Salina in western Ohio, says there's a limit to what audits can and should be used for.
Certainly, we are going to do Medicaid performance audits. We are going to audit PBMs. We are going to audit all schools. We are going to do all of those things because that's the job. Expanding it to other things like that are going to weaponize and use it for political purposes misses the purpose of the office. Remember, the auditor's office is a partisan election, but it isn't a partisan office.
Clearly, a major focus of this year's campaign by Democrats, including Space, is the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, the online charter school that closed, owing tens of millions of dollars to the state for students it claimed were enrolled but couldn't be verified. Space says Republican legislative leaders who were the primary beneficiaries of ECOT founder Bill Lager's campaign donations, including Faber, are to blame.
Rather than doing the right thing, protecting Ohio taxpayers and watching after the interests of Ohio school children, they were too busy cashing ECOT checks. And it's the infiltration of money that's the problem. And it should be noted, Karen, that it's not confined to for-profit charter schools.
But Faber says Republicans deserve credit for taking down ECOT as soon as the breadth of the scandal came to light.
To pretend that the legislature was somehow at fault for not knowing something that even the Department of Education didn't know until 2016 is a fake argument. Now, what did we do? Ultimately, the Department of Education, led by Republicans, the Attorney General, who's a Republican, and the auditor's a Republican, got that durational data, shut ECOT down because of the money.
PolitiFact has said Faber's claims about his role in shutting down ECOT are mostly false. Also false, and admittedly so, is an image on a campaign website Faber set up, featuring a smiling U.S. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, photoshopped into a picture next to Space, who isn't pleased about it.
Interestingly enough, that was one lie among a number of lies in his website that he rolled out, one of his attack ads. Trying to show that I'm a liar. So he told four or five lies in this ad in an effort to prove that I was not truthful.
Faber defends the photo as a parody picture and says it just draws a line between Space's vote for a cap and trade pollution bill in 2009 and a $14,000 campaign contribution from Pelosi, a connection Space has denied.
What we did was effectively show the close relationship between Zach and Nancy Pelosi. Don't forget, everything on that site's accurate. And let's talk about the fact that that picture represents. Zach took $14,000 from Nancy Pelosi on the very day he voted for cap and trade.
Faber also adds that Space's campaign manager started the Photoshop battle by first tweeting out an image of Faber coaching his kids' baseball team wearing an ECOT ball cap. Though it was shared by Space's campaign manager's Twitter account, Space denied his campaign created that image. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.